Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Hello again, David Creel, with my friend Jessica from Florida, who is the owner and founder of Divergent Swimwear. Jessica, how are you today?
Doing all right. How about you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thanks for agreeing to jump on the podcast with me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I'm looking forward to this experience.
Awesome. Me too. Because this is the first time I'll be experiencing it too. Okay. So as we kind of talked about before, sorry, if you will just go ahead and jump right in. So if you could get the answer to a single question that would change everything for you, what would you ask?
How do I balance my time between my graphic design business and my true passion, which is my swimwear business?
How do you balance it now?
There isn't a balance. Right now, my graphic design business is what is bringing in the most money and is allowing me to or make a living. And I kind of, it has my swimwear brand as of the last year or so has kind of fallen to the side because of that. I'm trying to figure out exactly how I can start to, continue building that business while I'm also making a living.
So there's a guy named Hugh McLeod. Have you ever heard of Hugh McLeod?
No.
He's like a cartoonist guy. He has a theory called cash versus sex theory. Okay? And it's not what you think, but just follow with me, okay? Right now, your graphic design work is the cash project. It brings in money so you can eat and pay your bills and go to the store or whatever, okay? But the swimsuit line or the swimsuit business is your sexy project. But you need the cash project in order to be able to fund the sexy project, right? So if we think of it like a scale, like here's your graphic design work and here's your swimsuit, how close are you to getting those to switch?
Right now I have a plan for sociology, the graphic design business, and getting all of those systems in order, because I'm still working on some of the systems and being able to create this amazing product for my clients, right? And part of that is I've been really taught kind of the one, what do they call it? The one thing method, where it's you got one thing, you really focus on it, and then you can kind of go to the next thing, right? And so I've been putting everything into content creation and systems and a website and projects and all of that. I guess the concern really is that already takes up so much time. I have other goals as well, to be there for my family and to build a healthy relationship. I'm in a long-term relationship right now. And so my concern is once I start to actually work Divergent into what I'm already doing with sociology, I won't actually have the time to do it is the fear or the limiting belief, right?
Yeah. So is that true?
It seems like it right now. I'm not living it, so I can't say that it's true. I haven't gotten to the point where I would start to work Divergent into my schedule.
Okay, so if you're not at that point yet, what's the point of worrying about it?
Because it's something that I want. Right?
Oh, I get that, but it's not here.
I understand, but I feel like it's my purpose, so I'm working towards that, right? Oh,
and I get all that, and I agree. But what's the point of worrying about something if you're not at that point yet?
Because the point is coming up fairly soon, and I need to be prepared for it.
Okay, so how would you like to be prepared for it?
Can you word that in another way? Sorry, that's a little vague for me.
How would you like to prepare for the future event, which we don't totally know when it's going to happen? It's like it's going to be tomorrow, more than likely. How would you like it to look like when it does get here?
I would like to have enough time that I can actually build momentum in that business where I'm not like piecemealing it together, you know, where I'm like, I have a little bit of time here, a bit of time there, because like, honestly, for what my goal is really to run that business. Like that is where end of the day, we talked about it like 10 years where I want to be. I want to be full-time in that business, like running it. With what I know about business, I do not think that I can get there by just piecemealing, okay, cool, I have a little time here and a little time there to get this business off the ground. And so that's the concern. It's like, I'm getting to the point now where the systems for sociology are almost completely built out. Like I have a website and it's working, right? I have funnels that are working for me now where I'm starting to get more referrals and I'm having people come to me that have never worked with me before. I'm working on the content piece so I can build brand awareness even more with that business. So we are getting to a point where like, yes, I'm going to be able to make more money in that business and like that will be amazing. I can start to pour that into Divergent. My fear really is like once sociology is off the ground and it's like, woohoo, cool. That business will take up so much time that I won't have time for the purpose project.
What if it doesn't take up that much time?
I don't foresee that happening because I've already worked in Divergent and I know what it takes to like see it be through.
Hold on. Let me ask a clarifying question.
Sure.
Whenever you said, I'm afraid it's going to take up too much time. Are we talking about the branding and the marketing stuff? Or are we talking about the swimwear?
We're talking about the swimwear.
Oh, okay. I thought you said that the cash project, like the sociology, I thought you said that was going to take up too much time. I was confused.
Well, both. Like, that's my concern is that running both of these businesses at the same time is not possible. Is where my head is going. It's like.
Okay, but is it possible?
I don't know. Like that's the whole question is like, is this something that's actually possible or do I need to figure out another plan to make Divergent happen?
Okay. So on the brand side of things, let's say brand and then swimsuit. Okay. On the brand side of things, you said you're working on your website. You've got some other things working. When is that going to be done where you don't have to spend your time doing that?
I don't know because like the next phase basically would be like, I built everything out. Then I would start to hire in designers to take up the work for me to do that. Right. I would start to take myself out of that business more, but I still have to be in it. Like I still have to, like as a creative director, I still have to review projects. I still have to, so I don't know because this is my first service-based business where I would be delegating aspects of a service-based business, I don't know what that looks like. Like, to me, I guess like the big problem is like, I really am doing something completely new. And where I know, like, I know what that takes. Like, I know the trajectory of that particular business. I don't know the trajectory of this one, how long it's going to take for me to get to the point where I could start, I would have enough time to work on Divergent. Does that make sense?
Sort of. What if you, I mean, you own both businesses, right? So you control your schedule?
Yeah.
What if you worked on the branding side of it, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays until noon, and then from Wednesday at noon, and then all day Thursday, and all day Friday, and all day Saturday, you worked on the swimsuit?
I could do that. So then that brings, I think I'm just focused on too many things potentially. Like I feel this pressure to like really honestly and truly get my life together. And
from who?
Part that includes like having for myself.
You're putting the pressure on yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Like I want to live a fulfilled life. So part of that is, you know, running my own business. I know that that makes me extremely happy, has made me very happy. I also want to have like a healthy relationship. I also want to be able to spend time with my family. Like I don't, but I'm not, again, like my, like I'm not sure that that's really capable. Like that's a capability of mine. Like I feel like I have to be all in basically on these businesses and those things. I don't know. So it's really like just balancing all of it, I guess. It's not just the businesses.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Dan Miller?
Sounds familiar.
He wrote the book 48 Days to the Work You Love and No More Dreaded Mondays.
Anyways, I haven't read those.
It's fine. No big deal. He has a build your side hustle in 15 hours a week model.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got marketing, it's got sales, and it's got content, and it's got where it may go a little bit slower. But I personally know three people who have used this model with amazing results. Amazing. 15 hours a week. But in those 15 hours, you got to be focused. Like you can't be thinking about whenever your mind's wrapped around the swimwear stuff, you can't be switching from that to the brand stuff. You've almost got to like that thing doesn't exist for this hour or 2 hours or however long I've got in my block. So I'd be more than happy to, I've got a PDF of it somewhere. I'd be more than happy to send it to you.
That'd be great.
Because it is possible. Case in point, I have a pressure washing business. I've had a pressure washing business since 2015. Obviously, I can't be pressure washing and coach people. That's literally impossible.
Yeah.
Because the machine's very loud and I really can't see the people's faces if their phones, if my phone's in my pocket. Okay. But what that does is that makes me focus. So whenever I'm creating content or doing stuff like this for pressure for the coaching, or I'm working with people or I'm having conversations with people, you think I'm thinking 1 second about pressure washing? Not 1 second. I don't think about pressure washing while I'm pressure washing, much less when I'm not pressure washing. But if if we met 3 years from now and we just stumbled across each other and we hadn't seen each other or spoken with each other, what would you tell me is happening in 3 years if we're just making it up?
Sorry, what is the question?
If we meet in 3 years and we have no further conversation after today, mm-hmm. and I see you on the street, I say, Jessica, I can't believe we just ran into each other. Small world. I haven't talked to you in 3 years. What's going on? What would you be telling me?
I'm telling you that I'm running my business, you know?
No, are you driving a Ferrari? Do you live in a mansion? Do you have red bottom shoes all throughout your closet? Are you going to Hawaii? Like, what's happening?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Are you right running now. Are you running both businesses? Are you not doing the brand stuff anymore? You're only doing
I don't know. Again, like I'm feeling like I'm not 100 and I apologize for that.
There's no need to apologize. We're just making it up.
I know. I just with where I am emotionally right now, it's really hard for me to like really sit with my vision.
Okay. All right. So let's stop. Okay. We don't need to go over there. Okay. What's the smallest possible thing you can do to move the swimwear line? Or let me retract the question. What's the smallest possible thing you can do in whichever you see fit to bring a little bit more balance into your life? Small.
I mean, I'm kind of already doing that. Like I started blocking out my schedule a lot more efficiently.
Awesome.
And I think that's kind of where this question came up. Is like, I was going through the blocking and I'm like, where do I find this time? Because I mean, I guess like, My thought is maybe like once sociality is doing its thing and I hire people and hopefully I will have more time that I can spend in Divergent and building that business and I will have the money as well. I guess that's what really like that looks like, you know?
Okay. So if you're going to hire someone, who would you hire?
Like, personality wise or like skills wise or all of the above?
No, like if you said you want to hire, like, would you hire a salesperson? Would you hire a marketing person? Would you hire someone to do the work for you and you don't have someone to do all to do the work?
I can do the sales. I mean, like that's not hard. Like I'm setting up systems for that. Right. Hopefully maybe even get to the point where like, I just like have marketing. Right. But really, my first step would be to hire designers that I could be like, okay, cool. Like, I had this meeting. We did an intensive. Here's a project. Go do it. And then I come back and check in on them. So that's kind of like what that looks like in a nutshell.
If you hired, well, let's start with a designer, singular, and not multiple people. Because, I mean, you're probably not going to go walk on and hire 10 people tomorrow. But let's say it's one. How much time would that free up?
Right now, my design work is taking up about 20 hours of my work week.
Okay, what do you do with the other 148?
I'm out getting leads. Networking, building the business that way.
Is networking and building leads and doing that, is that fun for you?
Most of the time, yeah. Like, I really love people.
Awesome.
So, like, same thing. I think we talked about Divergent the other day. You're like, what part of that business would you like to be a part of? And, like, the people part, right? It's getting out there and actually meeting people and, like, telling them about the brand, because like what I have come to find is like no one can really sell your product or believe in your product the way that you do usually.
Makes sense.
And so I stand by that.
Okay. So when do you want to hire someone to do the design work?
As soon as I have steady work coming in consistently would be like when I would look to start doing that. Cause then I could free up that time and use the time that I am working basically to either work on Divergent or to look for even more clients and continue to build. So
what if you hired somebody on commission?
I mean, it's not sales. So like, there's not really like commission work where.
Yeah. I need design work. If you know anybody that needs some design work, I'll go talk to them. Or once I find someone, they don't have to be like full time. They could be where they're like on retainer, where they work for you and you go hustle up the work. And then whenever you get one, you let them do the work. And after they pay you, you pay them half or whatever the number is.
Maybe I didn't make that clear. That is kind of the model. Like I'm not planning to like hire someone like W-2. Like it'd be like, okay, cool. Like I have designers that I can pull in and be like, hey, like I have this work, you know?
Do you have any of those people now that you would talk to about taking some of this load off you?
I have not met, personally not yet. I have not met designers where like I would feel comfortable giving them the work and knowing that it's going to be like amazing.
Right. So where do amazing designers hang out?
Behance and all sorts of other places.
Do you know anyone that knows anyone that knows a great designer?
Maybe, but I haven't asked them for it.
Might start there. I mean, if they're good, because I mean, I'm assuming you don't want somebody who does, you know, junk work, but if you want a rock star, I mean, I know a couple of people who do design work and I don't know. I'm not in that world, so I don't know where designers, good designers hang out, but I would almost guarantee you that you know someone who knows someone who's a great designer. Like almost certainly.
More than probably.
Yeah. I mean, you know me and I know two great designers. So, and that's just one, that's just one person. So when you find that person, you said that would free up about 20 hours of your week. And on that model that Dan Miller talked about, you only need 15.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I think I just need to do the math on like what that actually looks like once I bring someone in.
Yeah.
But that would definitely solve the problem for sure.
Yeah. Well, at least we think it will. We don't know for sure because you haven't had anybody doing the work for you. They might be able to do it in 10 because maybe they're better than you or whatever. They have more skills or more tools or whatever, but we don't totally know what it looks like yet because you have an idea like this is what it is. But like if they walked under your door right now, what would you tell them? I mean, do you have it in your mind of like, I need them to do this, this, this?
Well, no, I mean, like every project's different, right? So.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It might help you to get a little bit more clarity on what exactly you want them to do. Because if they appeared and they knocked on your front door right now, I mean, what, they're going to sit there and wait for you to get a potential client? Or is it going to be, look, I'm going to go, can you do this, this, this? Oh yeah. Cause my guess is most of the design work is on the back end is relatively the same. And it's different colors or shapes or whatever that you're going to do. But what if you went and found the person? Like, did you do all your design work? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're self-taught, or you know how to do all that?
Yeah.
What about the local community college?
Yeah, I mean that's an option for sure.
I mean, you know, they're going to be kind of new to the game probably, but then you can kind of train them how you want it done, or your process for getting your work done. And they may have a different process or whatever, but they might be eager to, you know, build their body of work or their resume, and who better than a business owner to help them get that opportunity?
Yeah. Be helpful.
Okay, so what's the next right move for you to do?
Again, like, I think I just need to do the math on like what it actually looks like to potentially bring someone into the business, like how much I would need to be making to even justify doing that.
Awesome. Okay. So I think I would agree, because, you know, if you don't know the numbers, I mean, you know how the business goes. I mean, if you don't know, if you think it's going to cost you this much, but when you run the, let's say it's going to cost you whatever, 10 grand, I'm just making this up, but you actually run the numbers and you only need 1500. Well, that means you could hire someone quicker because you only need 1500, not 10 grand. And the other thing, the other thing is too, obviously the kind of the easiest way to make more money is to raise your prices.
Which I've done already. Like I have pretty good pricing right now.
Oh, I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying, obviously, say you have 10 customers and they each pay you $100. That's $1,000 for say 10 hours of work. But if you go up to $200 and you lose 4 customers, that means you make $1,200 in 6 hours versus $1,000 in 10. So you might be something that once you get the math figured out about how to when you can actually hire or when you should hire, maybe it's, oh, okay, well, now it's going to be, this is the new rate. Because if you lose a couple people, then the new rate will take care of the ones you lose. And you'll be actually spending less time serving less people for more money.
Yeah. Awesome. I agree. I've definitely run that already. Luckily, I have like a design coach who kind of like helped me through that part. But
perfect.
Maybe I could sit down with her and discuss like what it would be like, or if it's necessary for me to bring someone else on. And
yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, I think we're there. Like, you know, it's like I said, we're not trying to come up with 37 steps. We're just trying to get a little clarity and get it a little bit more in focus. Because another thing too is, what if you just left the brand stuff how it is right now and you put 2 weeks of energy into Divergent and see what happens?
That's what my heart wants to do, but trying to be smart and pay the bills and eat still.
Yeah, well, obviously that's important. But I'm not talking about for 2 months. I'm talking about what if you sprinted on Divergent for say 1 week out of the month, and you got all your stuff done on the brand side in 3 weeks, where you could eat and keep the lights on and do all that. And then you had a 3 week marathon where you're working at branding and you basically don't do anything with Divergent, or very, very little. And you kind of make it where it's like a little bit longer run. And then for 1 month out of the year, one week a month, you give 95% of your attention to the swimwear line and 5% to the branding. And then on the 3 weeks out of the month, you give 95% of your effort and time to the branding and 5% to the swimwear.
That's something for sure. Like, I would just have to, again, like, plan. I need to plan for that. But that is a great consideration.
Well, you probably can't get this done starting next week, because you've probably got other things.
We're looking at probably like within the next month or two. So like end of this year, early next year is.
So maybe you start shifting your calendar now for January 1, I'm going to work for 3 weeks out of the month, 95% of my effort on the brand and 5% on the swimwear, because you don't want it to die. Yeah. But almost all your attention, 95% is going to the branding, where you're trying to get 4 weeks worth of work done. 4 weeks worth of work done in three. So that allows you 1 week to sprint, and you put 5% of your effort on branding and 90 or 95% on the swimwear. But in January, that gives you time to set up your calendar where you can do that.
Yes, that would be great. That seems doable.
Awesome. Okay, then after you get all the math figured out, then do that. Start setting out your schedule again, January, not next week. Because you've got to arrange your schedule where it's like on my deal, my ultimate goal is I want to coach people on Monday and Tuesday only. And the rest of the week, I want to do what I want. So that may be, and it may not be a week. You may not be able to do it for a week originally, but what if you tried it for January, or you tried it for, I'm going to give 4 days a month to swimwear, and you build up to the week, or you do a day of like 2 days of Divergent and 2 days of swimwear, and then the last day is whatever needs to be plugged in. But at least you have a roadmap where if you give it a couple of months, you know, you got the rest of October, the rest of November, the rest of December, you can, because some people will not renew or their design projects end, so they may not need another design project immediately.
Yeah.
But that may be something where spend three weeks doing one, and then 1 week doing the other. And then that way you can see if you can get that scale to kind of tip a little bit.
Sounds like a plan.
Awesome. Okay. Well, hey, this was super fun.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Okay. Well, go check out, boys and girls, go check out Divergent Swimwear for all your swim care needs. I know the owner. She's pretty cool. So, have a great day.
You too. Bye. Thanks so much.
Awesome.
Bye.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.